This episode of Nobody's Listening Podcast is brought to you by DrawYouAPicture.com, where you can get just about anything drawn pretty darn cheap. Check it out today, see what I've done for others, and see what I could do for you at DrawYouAPicture.com. Also brought to you by GoToMeeting.com and GoDaddy.com, where you can use the code PODNAME121 to save money on your next domain name.
Hey, everybody. This is Chris. Oh, my gosh. Give me a minute. You guys are listening. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, guys. I just got kicked in the junk. You know what, James? Forget it. Just cue the music already. Cue the theme music.
I got a bad feeling about this. No.
Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode number 139, brought to you the week of February 25th. I'm your host. My name is James. Welcome back, James.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
It's funny stuff. Stay around. There's more. Speaking of funny... From Canada's deep within Canada's pants, it's none other than John Steinklauber. Welcome to the show, John.
Well, hello.
Hey, can you tell me real quick why I introduced you first and not Trevor?
Because I've taken over the second chair. Isn't that right, Trevor?
Yeah, that and Trevor's not feeling well tonight, so Trevor's not with us. Trevor's pregnant.
Is he what? He's pregnant?
Just another great joke from Nobody's Listening. Yeah. No, Trevor's not available for right now. So we're going to churn on without him. Just going to churn on. We're a little late this week, so we apologize for that, people who are current with the show. People who are listening from the beginning or will find us in the future, you don't care because it's in the feed. So let's get going. Hey, we always start with an opening story, and here is one. I enjoy and empathize with your Google Voice snafus. Apparently, we were talking about Google Voice snafus earlier.
Snafus. That must be an acronym for something, eh?
Yeah, snafus.
I mean, dude.
I use it as a voicemail on my cell phone. After a message is left, it sends me a text of the message. That's pretty cool. This is nice because I can't always answer the phone if I'm in a meeting at work, but I can glance at the text, assuming it's intelligible. And I can step out and return the call if it's urgent. My wife knows to speak slowly and deliberately, and the text will usually be fairly accurate. However, one day she left a message that was translated as, "What am I supposed to do with the cut scalps?" I definitely had to step out and return that call. I know she can get frazzled staying home with the kids all day, so the mention of scalps got me on edge. Of course, this was a mistranslation by Google Voice. I'm a Cub Scout leader, and I needed her to help me that evening. She was asking about Cub Scouts, not cut scalps. So now it's become an inside joke. Anytime the Scouts start acting up or get under my skin, I just remind myself he could easily have been a cut scalp. And that's from Chad. So thank you, Chad. It's always good to have a good story to open up a show, I'll tell you.
So. Yeah, because the rest of the show is not going to – I mean
– Not without Trevor.
I know, but he's always my go-to guy because, you know, if I can't get in or something, he says, "Oh, hey, John's almost online here. Let's bring him back in." So
yeah, speaking of go-to, this episode is brought to you by GoToMeeting.
Oh, really?
Did you know that? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. The problem is with things these days, you have to meet with clients and colleagues face-to-face. Problem is you may have a tight budget and business travel is expensive and time-consuming, and that's why I recommend doing more and traveling less by holding your online meetings with GoToMeeting. For just $49 a month, you can hold as many meetings as you want. Take that, colleague. It's so easy. You'll have your first meeting up and running in seconds, even without the Geek Squad. I use GoToMeeting all the time to collaborate with my colleagues and clients. I have so many. It saves me time and money. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Did you know? But you must visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast. Again, that's GoToMeeting.com/podcast for a free 30-day trial. We're also brought to you today by One Curio.
One Curio.
One. Just the one. Thank you, Curio. Dean Piercy and Keith Techlets, also brought to you today by Waste of Airspace Podcast. Check this out.
Hello, everyone. This is Arnold. And I'm not acting as the CEO of California. I'm listening to the Waste of Airspace Podcast. They talk about random fun topics. I review all kinds of stuff that they find on the internet. And talk about stupid criminal news. It's hosted by a geek.
That's a yes.
Animo.
It makes me want to, like, punch myself.
And the redneck.
I hunt squirrels, too.
Remember, 4 to 5 doctors agree. It's not a tumor. It's Waste of Airspace. So check them out at wasteofairspace.com or look them up on iTunes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger may or may not actually be affiliated with this promo.
All right, so check out Waste of Airspace. He started as Arnold and he ended up Italian somehow. Yeah, check out the Waste of Airspace. You know, I don't know.
I was impressed.
I was.
I thought it really was Arnold.
I did. I did too. So thanks for that. Appreciate it. Check out Waste of Airspace podcast. Thank you for your support. Hey, it's time for this.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. Update.
I don't know about you, but I've been busy this week.
Yeah, I've had some things going on too.
So busy. Apparently Trevor has too, getting pregnant and all.
Yeah. But
that didn't come out the way I intended. Sorry.
What?
It must have been Trevor. A medical procedure. Anyway, so speaking of Arnold, he did do a movie called Junior.
That's right, and he was pregnant.
I never saw it.
It wasn't that great, but it wasn't that bad.
This, you know, whenever you're talking about a movie like Junior from eons ago, you know you don't want to talk about what you have to talk about, and that is my week. I just was busy. That's really it in one word, busy.
Busy.
Yeah, but I have been listening to a podcast called Film Sack. By Scott Johnson. If you haven't listened to Film Sack, you ought to listen to it. What they do is they take a movie from like mostly Netflix streaming and they review it, and it's usually a cruddy movie, and it's really great. It's a great show.
Sort of like a spin on Mystery Science Theater?
Yeah, except they don't listen to the whole thing in real time. They just talk about it and they kind of make fun of it. Like, okay. Just like you and I would be talking and making fun of it. So anyway, that's kind of the highlight of my week. So instead of being that, my weekly update, that being that, because that makes sense what I just said, I'm going to basically, I went through my Twitter and I tried to remember my week in Twitterverse, you know. And I remember a while back, I had this crazy idea that we should have a Yoda translation of the New Testament.
Yes.
In the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. That yes. one. Yeah. They used to say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and now we say the Bible, you know, the B-I-B-L-E, that one.
Right.
So anyway, so the way that would sound, John 3:16. Let me see if I can do Yoda. For God loved the... That's terrible. Let me get into my Yoda. Let me get my Yoda on. For God loved the world he did. Save his only son he did. If believing him you will, die you will not. So that was like the world's worst Yoda impression right there. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, fans. So yeah, Yoda Bible. Somebody get started on that. They've got an LOL Cats translation for the Liz of. You know? John's gone. See if I can get his mind back in here. I just heard John go. Oh, my whole internet's gone. Anyway, Yoda New Testament. John, that was awesome. I think we need a Yoda New Testament. How about you? All right, no. Cool.
I think it should be Jar Jar Binks.
I don't think it should be Jar Jar anything. I think it should have...
This is going to call on the Lord with all of his heart.
God, that makes me want to hate Jesus.
Oh, no.
That's how much I didn't like that. Oh. Okay. So, yeah, let's not do Jar Jar ever again. No. So anyway, John, what's your weekly update? Since let's do Trevor's weekly update real quick. What would his be? Oh, hey guys.
And so I was. I'm imitating you.
I was getting started eventually.
Got some milk and, on a bag.
On my weekly update.
I can't.
Easily distracted.
Dude.
So my daughter, see, she did something with fell in a sack of a bag, underpants,
hair bits,
frogs in a freezer.
That's not even close.
I don't even care. He's not here. What's he gonna do?
He's gonna listen to the show and then he's gonna be mad at me.
He's a short man. I can do anything I want. He lives far away. He will never find me. It's like David used to say on the show, find me.
but we all have each other's addresses for Christmas cards.
Ah, crud.
Crap. And he's got friends that are tall.
Mm-hmm.
And he works on very highly technical equipment, and that's he true. May just tune something in
he
to can your address.
See me from his house without the internet. That's what it does. All that right, cool. I'll leave him alone.
Okay, yeah. So be good to the Canadians.
Yeah, I'll quit.
We're just all Americans today, and that's not diverse at all.
So, you know, So. I'll be good. Anyway, what's yours? What do you got?
Well, I got some. Can I get real life for just a second? Because I got a couple. This week it was actually a pretty sad week. We buried a very beloved aunt on Monday, actually on Tuesday, and she was a wonderful woman, and we miss her a lot.
Then why did you bury her?
Oh
gosh, I'm sorry. I just realized what you must be talking about. She passed away, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, I'm sorry. I missed that part.
I didn't say that part.
If you love her, I mean, is that what we do now in Georgia?
Oh man.
Okay, sorry.
No, we went up to Tennessee.
That would really make Valentine's Day awkward. Yeah. Sweetheart, I love you so much. Look at this grave I dug for you. Jump in.
Jeez. Oh, man, I hope none of my family members listen to this show because then they'll hate me. No, but just seriously, she was a great woman, and I just want to honor her family by saying that. And so it was good.
Sorry, I screwed that up too.
Yeah, thanks. But hey, yeah, I got some awesome news here. I don't know if you can tell or not.
I saved money on my car insurance. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I did that too. But this is even better. I got a new laptop.
Yay! And
let me tell you, this thing boots up. I could boot this thing up 20 times in the times it took me to boot the other computer up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's great news. Hey,
it gets even better. It washes my dishes for me.
That's awesome. That's like 3 stars. You get 3 stars. No. On our show, we don't give stars. We give narthexes.
Yes, thank you.
Three narthexes.
Is that the most that you can get?
Yes.
Okay, good, because I would want 4. If
yeah, no, that's it. That's pretty much the limit. If there is a theory out there that if you did more than 3, you could die.
Oh, gotcha. Did you see my I got a twit pic of a narthex.
I did get that. I need to put it up on like the website or something.
I can arrange that.
Yeah. I bet you could.
Yeah.
I matter of fact, the main reason I changed up the main theme of NLcast.com was to simplify posting by you.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Since I only posted once, now I should get on the ball. Since I got this new computer, I can do it now. Yeah. So watch out, NLcast.com watchers, because you're going to see some awesome posts like you've never seen before.
Awesome. Yeah, because there's nothing like a new computer at all in life.
Oh, I'm loving it.
While I'm thinking about it, though, we've got folks in the chat room joining us tonight. It's Thursday night, not Tuesday night, but we still got quite a few folks in there. About half of what we're usually used to, but it's the half that matters. You know, this is the right half. So let me holler at some people in here real quick. Bada Bing 15. See, Brokia, California Kid, Deshindy or something, JCM Rocks, Jetback Blast, Jay Steinklauber. Who's that moron? Marvel Geek, Norwegian Girl, Pastor Mike, who on Recipe Card, Royalty, Squish 92, some of some discs or something, and Tortoises and Crossbounds and Jivo and some anonymous numbers and all this stuff. So thanks for joining us. You can join us usually every Tuesday night, 9:30 EST. And at 9:30 at nlcast.com/watch. You can join us.
Crossbound. Yeah. Crossbound joined us just now, and Crossbound is happy.
Cool. Well, good. Yeah. Good. He just joined, and he just got read in the chat room. Hey, real quick, before we move on to LBB of the Week, we used to have a news portion, and I got tired of creating news, but we actually have some now.
Yes.
I know, right? So let's do it.
News.
So I just want to announce today we've got a iPhone app in the old iTunes store. The NL Cast app. It's awesome. You just search for Nobody's Listening or NL Cast in the iTunes store, and there we are. It is $2.99. One of the more expensive of the apps, but that's just life, people. But what it does for you, it allows you.
What does it do?
It allows you to. It allows listen you to get the show? Listen to the show, obviously, which you can do for free, arguably. But you also get bonus content that you're not going to get on the show, and you're not even going to get it during the live show. You're going to get behind the scenes stuff. Eventually, we're going to publish like some handbooks and corresponding materials in PDF form. You also get bonus videos that I'm going to produce. And then bonus audio stuff. And I'm even thinking about bringing back the old recap songs, and those would be downloadable as bonus content through the application.
That would be, I would buy it for that.
Yeah, I know.
And can I get it for free?
If you have an iPhone, you can call the show directly through the application. You can follow us on Twitter automatically through the application. It's just really cool. And even if it wasn't, you need to pick it up just to be that fan, just to be one of us, one of our peoples, and help us out. So check it out at the iTunes store. I've got a few free codes that I'd like to give away. Okay.
One of them
is going to be to the chat room. Okay. So what I'm going to do, chat room, if you have an iPod Touch or an iPhone, and you don't do this if you don't have one, because it's going to waste your life away. But I'd love to give away a free application to the folks in the chat room. So here's what I need you to do. I need you to type the word squiggle. And the first person that types squiggle that I see gets it. Okay. Recipe card is our winner. Do you have a iPod recipe card or an iPhone? iPhone. Okay. Recipe card. Send me an email address or send me an email to james@nlcast.com. And I will, I'll send you the code. And you can redeem it and get a free app. We're going to be giving away one to the folks at home. This week, if you want an app, I'm going to be giving away two or three more. So email me this week with NLCast APP app in the subject line. Those will be the only ones that are considered NLCast space APP. And next week we'll announce those winners. I'll send you a code. And you can get a free one.
How do you know that the people in the chat room aren't going to be doing that right now?
They can do that right now, but I'm not going to choose it till next week.
Oh, got you. Because you're going to like put it in a hat.
Yeah.
And then you're going to mix it up.
And I'm going to randomly choose. It's not going to be first come, first serve. You're just basically putting your name in there and then I'll just pick at random. And it'll be awesome.
That's awesome.
So there you go.
I'm going to put my name in a hat.
All right.
Maybe.
So anyway, now we can move right along with the rest of the show.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Oh no! LBB of the week. Sometimes we still have people asking what that means. LBB is a phrase that I coined a while back to describe people that just live and exist to be a butthead. And LBB is literally a living, breathing butthead. So this is the part of the show where we basically point out these folks and ask you not to be one. Okay? So here we go. I'm writing in my LBB submission. It's you, James. Great. Yes, James is my living, breathing butthead of the past 3 weeks. I took a crash course to get my boat captain's license, and we had to learn about charts. Those are maps for out on the water. Really, thanks. Thanks for letting us know that. And on the chart, in the water, is the abbreviation LBB. I cracked up laughing in a dead silent room with all the guys giving me a funny look and my husband wondering what's up. I can only imagine seeing a living, breathing butthead floating about 20 miles off of New York. For us for us boaters, LBB stands for Lighted Bell Buoy. Thank you, James, for creating new meanings for old words. Hope this makes on the show, Elizabeth. So, yeah, the LBB of the week apparently is not really me. It's Lighted Bell Buoys. Who would have thought?
Lighted bell buoys.
They're just out there dinging away, flashing away, annoying people. It's not my fault. It's their fault. So.
Dinging buoys.
Ding buoy. Ding buoy.
Buoy dingers.
Anyway.
They're pretty bright, though, I hear. Get it? Because it's a light on it, and it's...
Who, me? Who, me?
Let's just move on. Middle school drama, people. This is the part of the show where we play all the stuff that we used to throw away and read it. It's for middle schoolers mostly. A few days ago, my sister was filling out a job applications, and she stopped in the middle of one and turned to me. She looked very confused when she asked, "Meredith, is this a joke question? It's asking if I'm an illegal alien." Aliens aren't real. It took me 10 minutes before I was able to calm down enough to explain it to her. She's 16. Meredith.
Is Meredith really a middle schooler?
I don't know.
It sounds like the other one should have been the middle schooler.
I don't care.
Like,
if it's
illegal alien?
If it sounds
OMG.
Like if it sounds like middle school, I put it in this segment. I don't care how old you are.
It always sounds like middle school if you read it in your middle school
voice.
That's
true. Dear Nobody's Listening cast, a few year ago, I was being really irritating. I think he was trying to say irritating, but it's just irritating. And kept going in and out of my cousin's camper stealing pop. The thing is, unfortunately, he had rope and scissors. My cousin tied me up and laid me in the dirt. My cousin that was helping me decided he was going to set me free. He did. He also cut the back of my left leg open, and my aunt poured lots of hydrogen peroxide in it. Below is a picture of it. And this dude sent me a picture of his gashed up leg.
Oh, from...
That's gross.
That's yucky.
It was yucky, too. And so I can't show that to the podcast people.
Thank you. And don't show it to me either, because I don't want to see it.
This is kind of crud that I get exposed to on a daily basis from our wonderful listeners. Thanks, NLCast listeners. You are all blamed for Shaner12's badness. Okay. And another time I was racing my little brother down the street on a Razor scooter. All caps.
All caps.
Yeah. Now, at this time, it had fallen apart because my father decided to run over it with his truck. I'm sure that's what he did. He just woke up. He's like, "Yeah, honey, today is an excellent day to run over a Razor scooter with my truck. I think
Shiner,
I'm gonna,
go park that thing out behind me.
I have been putting that off for far too long. Today is the day. I'm also going to quit smoking." No, just kidding. Just running over Razor scooters. "Since the handlebars were very loose and wobbly, you guessed it, I fell, and I had to get 5 or 6 stitches in the front of leg.
In the front of leg.
In the front of leg. That's like a side of beef. I had to get stitches in the side of beef. Front of leg. Just wanted to share these. First time rider, and P.S. Trevor, I live in the same province as you." Oh, that explains it. He's Canadian. Oh. That's the whole thing. Yeah. So, Shaner 12. Shaner, call in anytime or write in. I don't even care.
So they have pickup trucks in Canada?
Apparently. They probably literally have to pick them up. But sure. I'm surprised they don't have some cute name for them, like Lori.
Like a Kazooly wagon. Kazooly wagon. That's what they call them in Canada.
No way.
Yeah, it is. I just decided it right now.
A Kazooly wagon. That's awesome. That should be what they call station wagons.
They don't make
Hey, custom. I'm going to take the kids out, in the old Kazooly wagon down to the old Dilly World. That's their version of Disney World Dilly.
Dilly World?
It's dedicated to Dill Pickles.
All right, gotcha.
Who is the Canadian version of Don Rickles. So it just gets deeper and deeper, folks. So anyway, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, John's got the featured story. Can you believe it?
Featured story.
All right, Johnny, big John.
Woohoo!
Go ahead.
Okay. You know, I haven't done a featured story in almost a month.
Almost a year.
Like, I don't think I've done it since 1927.
That's awesome. I haven't either.
That sounds wonderful.
Hey. Yeah, well, that's because, you know, there's three of us, and there's four weeks in the average month. So what we've decided to do for folks that don't know, and this is a great time to plug this, is we're going to do James, Trevor, John, and then every month we want to do a theme show.
Right.
To fill in that last one. Either that or an all E&B mail show, because we do get backed up and we hate not reading your stuff.
Yes. Makes James cry.
It really does. You guys send in such great stuff, and we're so beholding to our listeners and fans, and we really do want to get your stuff out. But it does get pushed down further and further the pile when we don't do it. But anyway, our next what is it?
Theme show
is coming up very soon. I don't know when exactly, because we're still working out the schedule.
It'll be in March.
Yeah, but it'll be in March, and it's going to be an apology show. So this is an opportunity for you to apologize to people from your past that you have dissed and maybe embarrassed or hurt the feelings of, and it's just a chance to come clean in a silly and stupid way.
Yep.
So we've already gotten some submissions.
All right.
Yeah.
And I've got some apologies of my own, but I'm not going to share them today.
No,
Because today I'm going to talk about something else.
So send in your stuff, call in your stuff. We'll have more information at the end of the show for that. But NLcast.com is a place to go. Click on contact. And also, contact won't work until you click on donate.
Really?
Yeah, so you have to go over there first.
You trickster. It's not easy.
All right, Johnny, what do you got story-wise?
Well, I don't know if the listeners have noticed or not, or if you have noticed, but I get a bit queasy when we start talking about blood and pain and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I would share from my life a couple times when I myself have succumbed to the queasiness that has – you ever heard of a fainting goat?
Yes, that was on Ghostbusters, Mythbusters.
Okay,
Goatbusters.
Well, did they prove it or not?
They found these goats. Yeah.
Okay, because I might be related to one. You know, I don't believe in reincarnation or anything like that. I just don't. But I might have had a cousin or something that was a fainting goat. Because I pass out. I pass out at the sight of blood. Yep. When I was a wee young lad, this is the first recollection I have of passing out.
Uh-huh.
I was probably about 5 years old, and there were some big kids playing out in the road, and they were breaking glass. They were just throwing it down on the road and breaking it, and I thought, oh, that looks like fun.
Were they walking on broken glass?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Sorry, it's late.
Is that a song?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed it.
Sorry.
But anyways, they were throwing it and they were breaking it and they were like busting bottles. And I thought, oh, this is cool. I want to try it.
Did Bruce Willis come out and carefully walk across? Never mind. Stop.
Yippee-ki-yay, dude.
Mother, father. So.
Oh, no. I wasn't going to go there. Get close. No, he didn't come out, but I did. I walked out and wrote, and I was probably, I think I said I was five or so. And I was just a wee little kid. And I said, hey, what are you guys doing?
Ew.
These kids were probably like 10. And I, we're breaking glass. And so I said, I want to try. And they said, okay. And so I picked up a piece of glass. And I didn't even notice what happened, but I picked it up and I threw it on the ground. And one of the my sisters or the babysitter or some looked at me and said, put that down, don't do that. And I looked down at my hand and I have created a cut on my index finger.
Okay.
To this day, I have the scar. My fingerprint actually looks like a butt. Because I've got a line that runs down the middle of my fingerprint. And I looked at my hand and there was blood all over the place. You want me to send you a picture of it?
No, I don't. I just it just you know, everybody has a butt finger, but yours is like literal. Yeah, it's the leading finger that that gives the most pressure when you're using your toilet paper. It's a theory I have, and
that's gross.
It is. This is the grossest thing I've ever seen on the show. I'm sorry. Oh Lord!
No. No.
But out of your main three, everybody's got one. It's probably the middle. Squish 892 in the forum said it. Yeah. So, but your index finger is—you've got two. So.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So it was cut pretty good, and there's blood all over the place. And this is what I remember doing. I looked at my hand. And then I woke up on the couch. And I was like, well, how did I get here?
It's magic finger.
It's a magic finger.
I'm going to teleport again.
Pull it and see what happens. Sorry, that was a fart joke.
Yeah, that's the fart finger, not the butt finger.
It's the butt fart finger. But that was the first time that ever happened. And I don't remember what passing out was all about, but... Yeah. I just remember I had a Band-Aid on my hand, and I probably should have had stitches so I wouldn't have a butt finger anymore. but that was the first time. And I have had many times since then. You remember when I told the story about Miss Beach, right?
Yeah.
Second grade teacher I had a crush on. Well, when I was in her class one day, there was a girl named Amy, and that was her real name. And I'm not going to use Lucy because her name was Amy.
Okay.
And she was leaning over in her desk to get something, and she fell over.
Oh.
And hit her head on a bookshelf, and she like nailed the side of her head, and it was
you're
bleeding.
Still freaking out to this day, aren't you?
Yeah, my head's starting to get a little numb thinking about this. But she had. Blood. It looked like Niagara Falls, red Niagara Falls,
dang,
and I
dude.
Had never even seen red Niagara Falls before.
No, I haven't either.
And it was like all over her shirt, and I was just like, I said, I just sat there, and it started getting cold in the room, and so I put my head down, and everything was like getting really bright, and then all of a sudden it got really dark, and then next thing I knew, I was on the floor, and my teacher, Mrs. Beach, had scooped me up and picked me up real quick and took me outside.
Oh.
You know, if I had known how easy it would be to get her attention, I would have done that more often.
Here, you'd be pushing kids down, you know.
Yeah. Quick, cut yourself. I need to get Mrs. Beach's attention. And so that was another pass out story. And there was another time when I was in a Christmas play, and see, it's not always blood that sets me off.
So you have a finger that looks like a butt.
Yeah.
Have you ever asked it totally right? Just kiss the rear, kiss my butt, and then stuck your finger in their face.
No, but I'm going to now. That's a good idea, man.
Have you ever Have you ever put eyes on it and? Put your fingers on it and be like singing that song that Jim Carrey does in Ace Ventura.
What song was that?
He turns around and makes his rear end sing.
I forgot about that part.
I know. I haven't seen that movie in years, and I'm sure I'd be morally opposed to it now.
Yeah. That came out when we were still
youngins. It's old now.
It was funny then. But you know, we did have this project once in Sunday school or something where we had, where we took our fingerprints and we made, you know, a bunch of dots on it, and people turned them into trees or whatever. Mine looked like a peach tree because my fingerprint looked like
I can see that. That's what I was going to ask you next. Do you ever put your finger on the glass of, you know, on a copy machine and just copy it off for people? You know, I don't know.
I try.
You know, because people sit on the copy. Anyway, just something I've seen like on Scrooged or something one time. So, all right. Anyway, so this is your story about passing out part three.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, I was in a Christmas play. Really early on in life, like probably elementary school. And this time, there's no blood involved, but somebody passed out during one of the practices, I guess because they were standing there. And I just passed out because they passed out.
Sympathetic passer outer? I've never heard of that.
I know. It's ridiculous. But it's true. I don't know if I'm just really compassionate or what.
Compassionate. But, let me help you by passing out.
It's got to be hilarious to see. I've never seen a video of myself passing out. But,
oh, gosh.
I woke up on the floor and I couldn't do the play. I mean, I did the play, but they had to give me a different part because I had a speaking part and they were afraid that I was going to pass out during my speaking part. And
have you ever seen the Fainting Goats, dude?
Yeah,
they're hilarious. You get on YouTube, check them out. What happens is they're literally fainting goats, and their legs seize up when they're startled. Their muscles literally seize up, and they don't really faint. They just seize up and fall over because they can't move.
It's funny because they go
and then funk.
Kind of like
I'd love to do that at some point.
Yeah, but Pastor Mikey Wan, in the forums, he cut his finger pretty good, and he put it on TwitPic, and I saw it, and I'm not even kidding. It started getting cold, and it was a nasty looking cut too, and he's all, you know, hey, I cut my hand, and it was awesome. And when people start telling stories about stuff, I'll whatever part they're talking about, it start getting numb on me. Ugh. And so anytime people mention lacerations or protruding bones and stuff like that, I can talk about it.
Yeah.
But if somebody else is talking about it, it just messes me up. And
well, did I tell about my finger cut?
No.
I cut my pinky really bad last week.
Yeah.
What it was is we were cleaning up this classroom. Mm-hmm. And there was this radiant heat thing attached to the wall, this heater, this long, low heater, and it was loosely attached to the wall. So I thought I can just take this thing out. I can put my hands underneath it and just rip it out of the wall.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did. I thought that. And so I go and I pull really hard, and two things happened at one time. One, I failed at pulling it from the wall. But two, I realized that the heater coils were down there exposed, because when they constructed this thing, they never thought anybody would be stupid enough to reach their hands up under there and run their hands across these razor sharp metal edges. All right. If you can imagine, you know, like those the air conditioner things outside with the metal stripes, imagine those spaced out a little further and then just sticking your hand on it and pulling as hard as you can across it. That's what I did. I gave myself a metal paper cut and it hurt so bad.
No, you didn't.
And it bled like nothing you've ever seen in your life. It dripped all over the heater and then all over my hand. And my buddy was with me, and his name's Daniel, and he was kind of looking at me like he was concerned, you know, because guys will usually make fun of you. But this was so deep and so eager to bleed, it just started bleeding everywhere. Well, then some guy comes in and he is completely oblivious to what just happened, and he starts talking to me, and I can't be rude, so I'm standing there bleeding all over the place, dripping on the floor, and Daniel keeps looking at me like, dude, are you gonna say something, you know? And I finished the conversation and then took the heater and put it away. Well, anyway, long story short, I got it all bandaged up. I go to show my wife the blood on this thing. And it's, first of all, everywhere. But I flipped it over and I was wondering which coil I happened to cut myself on. And, dude, I could see it. I've never seen this anywhere but a movie. I've never cut myself and seen blood on the object that I cut myself on. But, dude, there was a swathe of dark red brownish goo on there. And I'm going to tell you one thing. The worst part wasn't the blood. It wasn't the cut. It wasn't the dripping. It was the fact that those coils were the dirtiest, nastiest, dustiest, grittiest things you'd ever seen in your life. And my finger cleaned one of them with the inside muscle tissue. Oh, that's what bothers me. So, yeah, Jen's like, Neosporin? I'm like, yeah. So I just opened it up. I put those spreaders like people do for chest cavities on it. Dude, just shifted it open. It split my fingernail right in half. And my little white bone nub came out.
Shut up. You're not talking about that.
Yeah. And then I stitched it together myself.
You're lying. With
fishing line. It's neoprene green.
Dude, you're getting me.
That was my whole goal. It was a true story, except for the split spreader part.
Yeah. That's elaborate.
I did taste my finger bone, though. I just had to bite off a little piece of it.
See, now it's just unreal, and I'm getting over it, but you had me for a second there. Tastes like
chicken bone, just the cartilage at the end.
Like hot wings. My mom, you know, she's a nurse, and she talks about all this gross stuff.
Did
she do it at the dinner table?
Because they're like, desensitized, man.
I know.
My best friend's wife catches babies for a living, and I hate it when she talks shop. Then you know what I'm talking about. They're talking about placentas flying around what the inside of a belly button looks like, and you're just like, I don't care. That, you know, it's just gross. It's grody.
We're going to have...
You're going to have what?
I'm not going to be able to listen to it while I'm driving. Serious.
It's all right.
Pass out. But my mom taught me how to get over the fainting thing.
Okay.
If like you feel like you're starting to faint, pass out, you like sit down and put your head between your legs.
What if you're driving though? Because the one and only time I ever passed out, as you guys well know from the show The Rocks, I couldn't do that. I couldn't put my head between my legs while I was driving.
It's a good thing
for
you
two
stopped.
Reasons. One, if I bent over, my sutures would come open.
Sutures. That's a gross word, man.
I told you it looked like a Crown Royal bag.
No. Okay, man. We're going to stop now. You're going to have to edit that out.
Color and everything.
Oh, come on.
Oh, so anyway.
I'm sorry, chat room people. Right now. Everybody, I apologize.
Don't apologize for me.
Oh, that's right. It's an apology show. You could do it next month.
Anyway.
I'm never going to have that done, by the way.
Oh, you should. It'll change your life.
Yeah, sure.
So that does it, huh? Seriously, have you ever had to do that? Has that worked?
Yeah, it kind of has. What I do now is I lay down on the ground and put my feet up, and that stopped a few passes out because I nailed my finger.
Where do you have room to do this? Do you do this at the mall?
Well, because I don't see nasty stuff at the mall, but
I do. Like Walmart, fat chicks with tiny clothes. Ugh.
That would make you pass.
Yeah. Kind of problem with fat chicks. It's just they don't know, apparently. Somebody needs to whisper it to them.
That wouldn't make me pass out. It's just blood or gross stuff. Well, you know what's weird?
That's gross.
I made it through both of my wife's deliveries, which it's like something else kicks in, like when it's your own child or something.
Are these mail order brides that you're talking about?
No, wife.
Oh, delivering children. I'm just not getting it today. Okay.
I get it.
Two wives deliveries. I'm like, I made it through those. I'm like, oh, how big were they? I mean, we were just talking about fat chicks. I just didn't know. So, sorry.
There's one order.
So you made it through the deliveries. Well, that's different. For some reason, it is different. It's like cleaning up your kid's own poo. For some reason, you don't mind when it splashes against your face tenderly.
No, I can't do that either.
Oh.
I get the heaves.
I was hoping to relate to you on that. I wouldn't have put myself out there like that, but.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Amy has to take care of
the really bad ones.
Yeah, I get the heaves. She laughs at me. Because I want to be sympathetic and I want to do it, but right. I'll start changing that stuff. Ugh. And
what's
and
it's bad like, is your boy. It's bad changing a boy. A girl, it's hard. I mean, when they're poopy, right, really bad, front and back type, creeped its way up to the belly button type. Boy's got all this extra stuff to clean. It's terrible.
Boy number two, that's the only kind he takes. And sometimes they're like that. And I, you know, I want to try and then I'll start cleaning it and it get on my hands and I start thinking about it. And then I get that dry heaves. I go, it's just like that. And then my wife go out. She's okay. I'll take care of it for you.
I don't want to clean up two messes.
It's okay, hon. I'll try to take care of it. Oh, this is the grossest show ever. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I would think you would like this kind of thing, but
If we talk about farts, that'll make me laugh. But
oh, that was that. Okay, next show, my weekly update. Remind me of this Royal Ranger banquet.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's move on to some of this.
Yes.
ENV mail.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Dear NL Cast, I was watching Psych the other night, and about 14 minutes in, a character asked another. So he just turned into a fish and swam away. The episode aired 2 or 3 weeks ago, and now we have another clear-cut case of plagiarism from John. Thanks for the laughs, Caleb.
I didn't turn into a fish.
But it sounds a lot like turned into a bat, and this is the second time that we've seen stuff. Once on the website, somebody sent in the literal words, he turned into a bat and flew away, and now this. So Caleb's got his eye on you, John, and he's not happy about what he's seeing, apparently. Let's play a Google voice thing here. I don't know. Let's see. Play this.
Hey, James. This is Wobble Geek. I have a kind of funny story. So I was at church, and this girl's phone went off, and her ringtone was a country song, but the main line was "son of a third-generation farmer," but it would stop at "son of a." So every time she got a text in the middle of the service, it would go "son of a," and everybody heard it, and it was pretty hilarious.
Son of a what? Son of a what?
that's like the tough shed thing, you know, at my church at time. I don't know what this one is.
My friend poops his pants. His name is Jetpack Flash. And he poops his pants.
See, that's why I listen to these before I play them.
Thanks.
Because that's the kind of junk we get from middle schoolers right there. Hey, when I was a teenager, I still lived at home with my parents. So did I. It's awesome. My sister and my little niece used to come over often. And so I would play all kinds of games with my niece to keep her occupied while my mom and sister talked. Eventually, Lucy got old enough to be able to make partial and sometimes even complete sentences. And she mimicked everything we said. So one day, I decided it would be fun to play a game called I Tell You What to Say and You Go Say It to the Grownups. I would usually send her to mom or grandma with the made-up messages. Some of the classics were, Mama, I got diarrhea. She couldn't pronounce diarrhea very well, so it usually ended up saying something like, diarrhea. Mama, can I have puppy food for breakfast? Or, I poo-pooed in the kitchen. And we would all hide around the corner and snicker at the messages and the replies she would get. Eventually, they figured out that it was me telling her what to say. Really? Did it take her that long? Eventually, it immediately became Lucy's favorite game, and she begged to play every time I came and visited. She's 12 years old now. The first thing she'd say is, please, let's play the game where you tell me what to say and I go say it. Eventually, she outgrew it. Right about the point, she trained her little sister to play the game with mad skills. That's all Chad. See, that's the greatest thing about jokesters, if you can duplicate yourself.
Yes.
It's like a twisted version of discipleship, you know? So train up a child in the way she should not go, and she will not depart from it either. So here's something from...
this is Lexi Bell from
Lexi Bell.
The forums, and I just wanted to let anyone who is interested know that despite the fact I have sent at least 3 messages with my donations and 1 email to James, that he is mispronouncing my last name. He repeatedly says Spalding instead of Spradling.
Spradling.
Mr. Picky Pronunciation did not always get it right himself. Have a good day.
Oh, so she's digging on me. Sprouting Snap. And Spralding.
Spradling.
Spradling. I can't help it if you're not named after a baseball. Basketball, football, Spralding, Spradley. I don't know.
That's Alexis Spradling, Lexi Bell. Ugh. Now we know your real name. That's We're going to haunt you.
Yes, we will find you. We'll find you. Yeah, this is a 10-second one. I'm afraid to play
it. Step back, my lady. I think you are a fifth student down. Just to let you know.
Oh, you know who that was?
Uh-uh.
That was the teacher on the Peanuts cartoons.
Huh? No, it was not.
I don't know what they said.
I don't hear. But it's really nice to hear all. Thank you for calling. Call again. It would be very nice to hear from you sometime in the future. Okay. So,
We'll just blame it on the connection.
Yeah, sometimes what happens is you have to get your parents' permission to call. That way you don't have to hide under the couch and talk with the phone in your consoles.
Yes, that's true. You know, maybe he got one of those new phone implants in his tooth and he was just testing it out.
That could be what it is. Those jawbones are awesome. Bluetooth headsets you can hear. They connect right to your skull. It's awesome. James, Trevor, and John, this is Laurel. A couple years ago, I worked at a department store inside of a mall. We weren't allowed to wear sandals to work, but a girl who I worked with decided to wear them one evening anyways. Mm-hmm. During that night, she walked over to my counter and said, "My sandal broke." And so a few of us told her to go to the dollar store upstairs and buy some super glue to put it back together. So she went and got some, and she put her sandal back together and continued working. Later on that night, she came over to me, turned around, and pointed at her pants. She says, "I put the super glue bottle in my back pocket, and it broke open, and it is stuck. But not only is the bottle stuck to my pants and underskivs are stuck to my rear end."
That's awesome.
I had a good laugh at her expense. Hope you guys did too. Go up to the dollar store and get yourself some nail polish remover and stick that in the other back pocket.
That's good.
Oh, man. I wonder how long it took to notice, you know. First time she goes to the bathroom, her pants just stop.
Oh, this is bad. Ow. This is really bad.
Ow. It's not supposed to hurt. So,
I wonder if General Larry Platt has a song about that.
Dude, that he would be all for it.
Pants stuck on your butt. Pants stuck on your butt.
No, he would just be about going around to these guys, pull their pants up, and then super glue that sucker to the small of their back.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Maybe you should do that. General Larry Platt, I know you live in Atlanta, and if you listen to our show, I suggest using something like super glue to take care of the pants on the ground.
General Larry Platt, if you listen to our show, you're welcome on any time.
Yes.
You are respected in my home. Let's read one more and then we'll get out of here for today. Hey, I have a funny story for you guys. Well, I hope so. Let's see. This made me want to laugh and cry at the same time. Well, it made me want to laugh and cry at the same time too. Let's see.
Make me want to pass out, probably.
Before I start, I wanted to say that I have this habit of singing along with the radio when I'm driving, even when it's not on. Well, the other day I picked up my little girl from school and I was singing along to a song. All of a sudden I hear this little voice from the back seat saying, "Mommy, be quiet. My ears hurt." "You're killing me, Smalls." It was funny yet sad all at the same time. Thought you guys might get a laugh from that. Mimi, memester from the forums. Yeah, I understand that whole concept of closest thing to heaven and the closest thing to Hades at the same time. Because it worked the other day. The entire church smelled like cooking bacon.
Oh,
it was so awesome, and it was so horrible at the same time. It was awesome because I love that smell. It was horribly, horribly bad because I wanted bacon, and I knew that it was for the childcare kids.
Mm. What? They don't need to be eating bacon.
Yes, they do. Don't say that. Don't deny any child bacon. The belly skin of a pig is every American's right.
If it gets you the bacon, then they don't need it, right? Oh. I'm just saying.
But they're not going to cook it just for me.
Well, maybe you need to go make friends with them.
Are you condoning that kind of actions, that I would friend someone just for their bacon?
Yeah, I'd do it.
you're the voice of morality on the show, John, and you're leaning this way?
No, I'm saying that you make some really good friends, and maybe you'd get some bacon. See, it's a win-win.
Is that why you're friends with me, so you can get on the show? I'm taking away one of your narthexes.
Narthex!
That was, consider that played backwards instead of that.
I feel shamed.
All right. Well, guys, that is us for today. Thanks, John, for an awesome story. Thanks, chat room people. Remember, you can join us every week, Tuesday nights, 9:30 Central. Not Central, Eastern now. Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter if you want, twitter.com/NLcast. Email us, james@nlcast.com. Voicemail line, 2095-NLcast. For those of you that can't spell, that's 209-565-2278. You can follow us on the website, nlcast.com. Sponsor show. Leave an iTunes review. Tell a friend. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Rob Gobers for our theme music. Thanks to our spouses for letting us record. Our contributors and everyone who listens. We miss you, Trevor.
Yeah, come back, buddy.
Yeah, next time you're telling a funny life story, tell it like nobody's listening. Please! Dadgum ya!
And leave out the stuff about the blood.
Blood! Not funny! Not funny! Blood!
I got more stories too, dude.
All right, well, we'll do it some other time. Shows
passing
on the show
out more. Part two. No.
Buttfinger part two. Yeah.
So, Trevor, how's it going, bud?
Kicked in the junk. Junk.
Yeah, I said junk.
I'm tired. I'm tired of you.
Oh. Like, you want some bacon?
Stomp it. You're evil.
Hey.
Taking away another one of your narthexes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.